For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is freshman forward Claire Vekic out of Coleraine, Minnesota, a former member of the Grand Rapids Greenway High School girls that made it to the state tournament. Claire, first of all, what's it been like being part of this Beaver squad?
It was awesome. Like, especially coming in, everyone was super welcoming. And obviously that's a pretty relieving thing to have coming in as a freshman. And we had a pretty big freshman class, came into the class of 9, and all of us are super close, which is also really good to have. So yeah, it's been awesome.
You guys have struggled as of late, but you're playing the top ranked teams in the country. How much do you think that's helped you get better each and every week?
I knew coming, like when I committed to Bemidji, that we would be playing in one of the toughest conferences in the country. And it definitely shows coming here, but we all know that's making us better as a team. And so hopefully going to Lindenwood today will prove that we're just as good as any other team.
You score your first goal against the Minnesota Gophers. How good did it feel to score it against the home team?
It was an amazing feeling, something you can't really describe, put into words. I didn't really know how to react when it went in, but Claudia, our captain, was like right next to me and she's like, Claire, you scored. I was like, oh my gosh, I just scored.
Okay, everybody remembers their first career collegiate goal. Walk us through yours.
So power play goal. So we were all coming up, hit the blue line, Reese Hunt comes down the sidewall and she takes the puck down to the corner and I'm like coming through the slot trying to get a good point to the net, trying to get open, and she picks her head up, sees me, feeds me the puck in the slot, and I just shot and it went in.
This last weekend, the only goal your team scores is a power play goal. You set up Reese Hunt. Grayson Myers got the other assist. How much do you like playing on that power play with those two?
I love it. I mean, it's always fun playing with players that work hard and are very skilled. So going on the power play and just having that opportunity to help them out and have them help me out, it's an awesome feeling.
Where do you think your strength is in your personal game?
I would say my size and just like my hockey IQ. I feel like I know the game really well and I'm able to make plays.
Playing here at Bemidji State, not far from home, but how much of your family has been able to come and watch your home games?
They come to every game. That's one of the main reasons I chose Bemidji. It was just so that my family could be able to come watch and support me. And yeah, I love having them there. They've came to every game so far, even like the Wisconsin game. My mom was there. So they're willing to travel.
How many siblings do you have?
I have 2 younger siblings. They're twins.
Do they play hockey?
My brother does. My sister used to, but she just wasn't a huge fan of it. She loves watching, but...
Do you have any pregame rituals?
In high school, I was a huge superstitious. I was so superstitious. I had to put everything on the same way, do everything the same way, eat the same things. But then coming to college, I kind of grew out of it because we got new things, new equipment. So I feel like along the way, I'll develop more superstitions. But right now, I don't necessarily have any.
Who's your roommate this year?
Ella Anik.
Did you guys play against each other in high school?
Yeah, we played each other every year, like twice a year. And we would always play Elite League together and summer teams. So I knew her pretty well.
A dog person or cat person?
Oh, dog, 100%.
Do you have dogs at home?
Yeah, I have one dog.
Okay, what kind?
Pomeranian Pekingese Sheltie.
Oh my goodness, cute.
Yeah, she's adorable.
What's its name?
Snuggles.
What is your go-to music before hockey game?
Classic rock, probably. Yeah, classic rock.
Okay, favorite band?
Oh, AC/DC.
Love that band.
Me too.
Claire, what's it going to take to get back into some winning here for this team, especially on the road?
I think just believing in ourselves, trusting our teammates, working hard, not taking a shift off. That's what we kind of talked about this past weekend. When you play the toughest teams in the country, you can't take any shifts off. And I think we kind of strayed away from that concept. So hopefully we get back to that this weekend.
Sounds like a great plan. Thanks so much, Claire. We'll see you tomorrow on the bus.
Thank you.